From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and this was the news today from Mississippi Senator Trent Lott.
I am announcing today that I will be retiring from the Senate by the end of the year.
The Senate's number two Republican says after 35 years in Congress, he's ready to do something else. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Senator Lott calls his 16 years in the House and 19 years in the Senate a wild ride, but one that he's proud of.
Let me make it clear. There are no problems. I feel fine. This is not a negative thing. There's no malice, no anger. There's nothing but happiness and pride the job that I've been allowed to do by the people of Mississippi and by my colleagues in the House and Senate.
Lott has held powerful leadership positions in both chambers and is considered a shrewd and effective negotiator. At a news conference in his hometown of Pascagoula along the hurricane-battered Mississippi Gulf Coast, Lott acknowledged mistakes along the way. His biggest came at this event in 2002, Senator Strom Thurmond's 100th birthday party.
I want to say this about my state. When Strom Thurmond ran for president, we voted for him. We're proud of him. And if the rest of the country had followed our lead, we wouldn't have had all these problems over all these years either.
Thurmond ran on a segregationist platform, so Lott's remarks set off a political firestorm. Fellow Republicans, including President Bush, were quick to criticize the then-Senate Majority Leader. Lott offered a mea culpa.
My choice of words were totally unacceptable and insensitive, and I apologize for that.
But it wasn't enough. 2 weeks later, he was forced to resign as Senate Majority Leader. It was a moment he wrote about in his 2005 memoir, Herding Cats, A Life in Politics.
Pascagoula, Mississippi, December 20, 2002. Dawn appeared quiet and clear on the Friday morning that would change my life irrevocably.
He wrote of the fallout, "Democrats tend to surround their wounded players and try to prop them up, but we Republicans eat our own." But Trent Lott did not remain in the Republican doghouse. After winning a fourth term in 2006, his colleagues narrowly voted him minority whip or head vote wrangler. Today, Republican leader Mitch McConnell called Lott the best whip he's ever worked with and said the Senate will miss his experience and advice. But observers on Capitol Hill speculate Lott won't be a stranger because he could land a job as a lobbyist. Lott said he hasn't decided yet what's next. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.
Mississippi's Republican Governor Haley Barbour will name a temporary replacement for Lott. A special election will be held to fill the seat in 2008.